The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
There's a little knoll, and there are three lines that were okay, but there were cars that were up to their window.
Ah, yes, the sounds of what happens when you're stuck in a flood. People are still talking about what it was like in Maryland, and in Detroit, they're talking about the same thing the beginning of the week. Not kind, the woman there describing what happened. What up to your window? There were some people that actually didn't survive. In Maryland, there were tons of water rescues. Lots of stranded people in cars frantically trying to get out. And how awful was that just a short time ago? Talking about in some areas, these flash floods across D.C. too, by the way, where you had suddenly raging water, creeks and streams that overflowed that turned into death traps for a ton of people. There were road closures in places like Prince George's County, Maryland, and in the Reston area, Pretty area, in Fairfax County, Virginia. A lot of high standing water reported all over the place, inner and outer loops of the Capitol Beltway. So what a hazard that turned out to be. Late afternoon, over 6 inches of rain had fallen at an airport that I've flown into several times, and probably many of you, BWI Airport, and it was just awful. In an airport parking lot, you had about 100 cars plus that were partially submerged. Can you imagine? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Mother Nature, once again, the leadoff woman on this show, and we're talking about inches of rain in Chevy Chase, Maryland, almost 5. Also in Laurel, Maryland, 4 inches of rain. District of Columbia, 4 inches of rain. So you get the picture here. And this is just like what we saw in Detroit, where there were some overpasses that said 14 feet, and it was almost all the way up to the overpass, so it was really pretty stunning. And in this case, here it is a day later, and Tuesday was a nightmare, and Wednesday it was all about cleanup. So the rain that fell in some areas, particularly up into the northeast, was deadly. Oh, that'd be the worst. You get off a plane, you just want to get home. You've done the airport shuffle, and you look out, and there is your car. It is pretty much submerged. That means that you are going to be stuck at the airport perhaps for a little bit longer while it clears up. Because this is it was the kind of stuff there's no way with the high water. You couldn't drive through it. And so for the rescue crews, too, they had, in some cases, rafts where they had moved the fire truck over to the side where it was actually dry enough, and they were in the raft getting to the cars to get people out. And just, I mean, it was all over in these neighborhoods and all the places that I described. I was looking at some of the pictures and some of the video of it, and pretty areas like Rock Creek, but not so pretty when you think you're okay. And all of a sudden, you're in the middle of it. And, you know, people always say, oh, why'd you get in your car? What were you thinking? But you're driving, and it's normal in some places. And then you hit the wall of water. And then you realize, there was that creek that was down the street that I didn't think about. That's where technology, I think, comes into play for so many of us. And when I say it comes into play, because if you have those apps, those weather apps on your phone, of course, if you have one of those iPhones or one of the other versions of Androids or whatever, and I used to make fun of this, but I actually have an app on my phone, and I think it's a free app, too. It's called Sky Motion, and you hit this thing, and it tells you rains, floods, anything, wherever you are exactly to the minute. Like, hey, look out because in 118 minutes, there's going to be flooding and massive amounts of rain or, you know, whatever. Like, I'm reading it now, for example. Isn't this crazy? Modern technology. 78 degrees. And it feels like 78 degrees. And on my phone, it says no precipitation for the next 119 minutes. So imagine that. But anyway, to my point, if you have those kind of apps, there is a piece of technology that could have been useful maybe for some of the people that found themselves stranded. So right here at the top, let me set up what's happening in this show. We're going to talk with Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion, about the politics of the day. A couple of things on the radar that include what's happening in Iraq. There was going to be perhaps a rescue of the people who are trapped on that mountain in that country that we've mentioned that we're told by the Islamic State, as they're now calling themselves, to either turn Muslim or to die. So they have decided to run. And what happens when they run? Well, they're trapped on a mountain, Mount Sinjar. And they're waiting for some kind of rescue. The Pentagon is saying this possible U.S. mission to evacuate them is probably not going to take place. They realize everyone's going to try to pile on the helicopters, and they can't possibly get the amount of people off. It's that, just that tricky. The conditions aren't so great. So they're trying to drop food and water and, you know, whatever they can at this point. But they're also determining that while they provide the humanitarian assistance, think of the weapons, and I said this the other night, in the hands of the Islamic State fighters. And what they could possibly do in shooting down the copters that are trying to rescue the people, it could turn incredibly ugly and probably will. But here's the thing. The Islamic State has sworn that they will kill all the people unless they convert to being Muslim. So if they don't get rescued somehow, how safe are they going to be on top of that mountain? Not very. Not very. I mean, they ran to try to get to safety, but it's not going to be safe eventually if something doesn't happen, if there isn't some way to get them out of there. And speaking of getting people out of there, now there is a plan. Letters went out today. I talked to somebody in a school district that was aware of it in Texas, but it's not just Texas. Because it takes, and did you know this, it can take up to 500 days for a deportation hearing. You've got kids that are now in this country that need to go to school. So what happens? Because we say that all of them are entitled to equal access to a public elementary and secondary education, that means that the kids that are here have to have some kind of schooling. And that's the letters that have gone out say you have to take these kids from Central America, from Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and other places, into your district. You have to absorb them. Wow. So there are some districts that are really trying to rack their brain as to how they're going to accommodate that. And not just those border areas that we're talking about. We're going to talk more about that and some other things next with Andrew Szabo. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Hello, child. What's your name? Don't think too hard about it. Let's play a little game. Go here, go there. Kill anyone you see. Keep a pointer to yourself, but bring the diamonds back to me. 'Cause I wash my hands in holy water. I'll wash your mind with hate. Sell my soul for bags of gold while I sell you your church.
He's in our virtual green room right now. I have it on good authority. Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion, marketing, branding, and strategy expert. Boy, there's a ton to talk about. Hey, Andrew.
Good evening. It's so good to hear your voice.
You know what? You and I have talked about Iraq for a long time, but now it's getting even deeper in Iraq. Luckily, in a sense, Nouri al-Maliki is out, although he doesn't necessarily want to be out now. But we have a couple of situations happening. One, the Pentagon is looking at a possible mission to save the people in Iraq that are trapped, basically, sitting ducks on Mount Sinjar. They fled the Islamic State guys who were saying, turn Muslim or else we're going to kill you. And
right.
Even there were a group of people that tried to jump on a helicopter and it crashed. It's so sad to see that. But it looks like at this point it's unlikely that this mission is even going to take place because of how precarious it is and then the whole boots on the ground and all of that. What do you make of what now has happened in Iraq on President Obama's watch?
Well, it's, and I think we talked began to talk about this a couple of weeks ago, this could have all been stopped. When ISIS started moving from Syria and moving into Iraq, that was the time to send a message, to, if you like, draw the line in the sand and send drones in, attack them while they were on the move. And since once they started moving and they saw no opposition, then what happened is all they did is emboldened ISIS, and a lot of people started joining up there. So their numbers swelled dramatically. So again, this has been the strategy of several enemies of America, is they've said, okay, let's push, let's see what the U.S. does, and they don't do anything. And there has been this is the common policy of Obama. He wants to try and negotiate. He thinks by being nice, people will play nice, and it's not. It doesn't happen. It hasn't happened in Russia. Didn't happen in Syria. It's certainly not happening in Iran. And now with ISIS, same thing again. So now everybody has been emboldened. And to add, and I think the rest of you, here's the other thing, is that the rest of the world, I think, is aghast at this point. You know, while people are dying in Iraq, I mean, you know, the Europeans are fond of taking long vacations in August. I mean, the French are absolutely the kings of this. I mean, they'll take 5 weeks off. And even today, the French foreign minister slammed Obama. And you've got to remember, Obama, I've been to Europe many times while Obama's been in power, and a lot of them have been in love with Obama, okay? And the French foreign minister slammed Obama for golfing while he says, while Iraq burns, you're golfing. And his quote was, when people are dying, you must come back from vacation. David Cameron, the British prime minister, he also came back from vacation. I mean, you would think that he by now Obama would get the message, and I think he seems detached. He doesn't know what to do. And even if he does come back, he doesn't know what to do. It's an appalling situation.
Yeah, I agree. It is an appalling situation, and we're stuck in the in-between once again, and it's because we're a nation that reacts instead of getting in front of things, and this was part of the problem with Iraq and how that ultimately petered out. I want to jump to something else because I want to make sure we get to this. You probably have seen what's happened in this town, Ferguson, just a stone's throw away from St. Louis. Very, very sad. There's some misinformation. There's been riots. Police have had to use tear gas. There was looting the first night. And this all goes back to Michael Brown, the 18-year-old, who was apparently a black kid who was unarmed and was shot. So the police department there decided, geez, this town is ready to implode. We don't want to release the officer's name. We're still investigating that. Was that from a strategy point of view in a very tragic, sad situation, was this the smart thing to do there?
Yeah, I think strategically it was. I mean, there is a time to release information. There's a time not to release information. You know, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty, okay? And unfortunately, what's happened, and history has shown that you sometimes release the name of somebody, and before the investigation is being complete, and you end up basically with a lynch mob, essentially. That there is a public, essentially, that you're tried in the public court of opinion, and that's not the way. That's not the rule of law in this country. And I think he has to go through the due process. First of all, there has to be an investigation. Then there has to be due process. And if he's found guilty and found of wrongdoing, then fine. We have a system for this. And we are a civilized country, and we need to behave in a civilized manner. And so I think it's the right strategy to maintain civility and the rule of law.
Yeah, I agree. Rule of law, what you just said there, that's key. Absolutely. All right, so I want to jump to something else, too. We know we've been talking about the situation at the border, trying to process the kids from Central America. Now the administration is saying we have to get some of the school systems ready for a big flow of illegal immigrant kids this fall because they're still waiting for hearings that could lead to deportations, but they haven't happened. So all kids in the United States, this was released from the Education Department, are entitled to equal access to a public elementary and secondary education, regardless of their parents' actual or perceived national origin, citizenship, or immigration status. And this document was sent out to states and schools on Monday. Wow. And from what I understand, some schools are in a panic depending on where they're located. What do you think?
Well, if you remember, I predicted this 2 weeks ago. I said this was going to happen come August when the schools started up, that we hadn't seen the beginning of the problems that we've created through this immigration crisis of letting thousands and thousands of children in. It's going to overwhelm the system, and I knew that this was going to happen in August come to school. So yeah, this was expected. I mean, I'm just flabbergasted that people weren't realizing this. I mean, you're going to let thousands of kids in. By now, it's now in the tens of thousands, of course, because it's, I think, was it 4,000 or 8,000 a week? I'm sorry, I forgot the number.
Yep.
And, it's hitting all over the country, not just in the border states. I was just reading an article before I came online that literally the Atlanta area, we're far away from Mexico here. Atlanta area school registration center, immigrant children are literally swarming the registration center. They have the capacity to process about 60 students per day, and they're getting 300, this is immigrant students, they're getting 300 immigrant children. I mean, it's hundreds are on the waiting list to get in. I mean, the lines are crazy. There was like 200 lined outside just one facility in DeKalb County on Monday. By the time they arrived at 7:30, and the officials arrived at 7:30 in the morning. We're seeing this all over the country, even this far, even up in New England. So, yeah, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to, I think, see the welfare system overrun. We're going to see healthcare being overrun. And here we have a situation in this country. Our country is already economically under tremendous pressure. And I think it was very telling. This is about a month ago when the immigration problems started happening. Chicago, this is home base for Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor on the south side of Chicago going, hey, wait a minute, you're doing more for these immigrants than you're doing for us in your hometown. Again, this shows a policy of indifference, and which is the hallmark of this president, unfortunately.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy, too. You think of the amount of, you know, as the end of July passed by, there were like 37,000-plus kids that were released to adult sponsors, a parent, a relative, a family friend. Even others took kids in, Andrew, and you know, they've all been settled in, as you mentioned, not just the border states, 50 states, but mostly in Texas, California, and New York, and all of them are eligible for public school. So as I mentioned before, can you imagine the average wait time is 500 days for a deportation hearing? Can you imagine? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, I think the repercussions of this will be felt for years to come.
I do, too. I agree, absolutely. All right, terrific stuff once again. Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, as always, Kate, and thanks to all the listeners.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. A couple of quick reminders. Don't forget to send us your dumb things I shouldn't have done. AmericaTonight.net. And don't forget about our cheap movie review. If you have seen a movie and you thought it was really awesome or really horrid, tell us why. Send it to me. Same place, AmericaTonight.net. And if we like the review and I talk about it on the air, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Level the Playing Field. So many of you had things to say about Ferguson, about Robin Williams, and a few other things as well. Immigrants and what's happening at the border and the kids and what's happening in the country. We'll try to squeeze in as many as we can. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from The Brick, who says, Kate, Robin Williams, I liked listening to your tribute and the people who called in to talk about the movie that influenced them or the one they liked the best anyway. It seems like Good Morning Vietnam really won out. There are so many things that Robin Williams did so well. And there was an anchor on another network who criticized Robin Williams and said he was a coward and then later apologized for it, which I think is absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, you're talking about Shepard Smith, and yeah, I thought that was lame too. You know, listen, the guy seemed like a pussycat, seemed as sweet as can be, gave tons of time and money to charity, talked to people like a normal human being, not like a big fat movie star in his neighborhood and anywhere else that he went. It's so tragic for his kids. That was poor timing on Shepard Smith's part to blurt that out, but it's terrible. It's a tragedy. Suicide is an awful thing for the people left behind. Think about that. Because what are people left behind thinking? Oh, what if I could have done something? What if, what if, what if? I mean, what's the thing that we hate more in life? To be blindsided and have the giant if question flying around us, which they shouldn't feel that way. He apparently had lots of people that loved him and were supportive, and he had gotten help, and he was going for help. And, you know, what can you say about it? It's just a very depressing story, especially by all accounts, the way he conducted himself when, you know, he wasn't on the big screen or the little screen or, you know, whatever. He was a talented guy. Got another one of those from Carrie, who says, "Oh, Robin Williams, it's like a dark cloud hanging over me. How odd is it, Kate? I don't really care about movie stars, and I don't care about the things that happen in their lives, but this one really hit me funny, and I suppose it's because I've seen some of his really good work and feel like he made me smile when I left some of his movies or when I saw him at the Met. I didn't see him, but when I saw that performance at the Met on video, and I have to tell you, he was a really cheer-me-up guy, and perhaps that's why it seems so gloomy to hear about Robin Williams and none of us knowing him personally, but thinking, wow, how could a guy like Robin Williams end his life so tragically? And I think it's been a very long week for a lot of people who feel that he touched their lives in some way by his performances. Yeah, that's well said. I guess that's what it is. So it just shows you the love that, yeah, did he know people liked him? Hopefully, yeah. You know, that there's always that not paranoia so much as insecurity when you're a performer, an actor or a comedian, and comedians especially. And he did both of those, you know, he was in both of those professions. And he was definitely well-liked because he was certainly hired for all kinds of different parts and had the range, or he wouldn't have gotten the parts that he got. And it, yeah, it's depressing. Okay, here, let's move on to something else. Let's move on to this one from Bob in Illinois. Bob says, "Kate, my usual, here's my 2 cents as you invite us to call in. I'm going to say 2 cents on my email. Could there be more tension between the cops and the people in Ferguson, Missouri? You want to talk about a match being lit. The death of that 18-year-old has really, really stirred up some things, I think, that were under the surface in that city. And that's why they're not releasing the name of the cop, even though you have to assume, come on, plenty of people know who it is, and they're just not talking about it. But it's coming out. And maybe it already should have come out." Well, here's the thing. Now what they're saying, the police department, because this has been like 5 straight days of tear gas and putting on their riot gear and people throwing rocks and protests that are no longer protests. They've gotten ugly. So the police are saying now, wouldn't it be great if we could have these protests during the day? So they're imploring the people, let's do the daytime protests. Because they've had these nightly protests and this massive unrest. And, you know, there was even a news release that I got a hold of, and I think it's out there everywhere anyway, where it talks about the city of Ferguson mourning the loss of Michael Brown's life that occurred, you know, this past Saturday, and we understand the members of the community and those nationwide grieving us. We have worked diligently to provide an opportunity for residents to both grieve and voice frustrations through prayer vigils and peaceful protests. So that was something that the police department sent out. It was like one of their first statements, I think. But that's not how it's going down. There's violence. They're peaceful at first, and then it turns to violence. And the thing that's happening, too, is the Reverend Al Sharpton, who you're going to hear next, who is pressing police to release the name of the police officer involved, but at the same time pleading with everyone for calm after a night of looting and vandalism and the cops having to use tear gas. You know, that's not a good thing. You can't have it both ways. And the Missouri governor, Jay Nixon, is everybody, anyone who's a politician, anybody who thinks they have a voice, they're trying to warn the people, tell the people, look, let's not get crazy here. Let's not make this worse. Let's not have other people in trouble because of looting and going after cops and patrol cars and all that kind of stuff. Michael Brown Sr., so Michael Brown's father, said at a news conference that we got to come together and do this right. No violence. No violence. So he's urging the same thing, not to have that happen. And investigators have released very little about what happened on Saturday, only to say that a scuffle unfolded and that the officer was on a routine patrol run and asked Michael Brown and another teenager to get out of the street. And this happened on Saturday afternoon. So at some point, the officer's weapon fired inside a patrol car. And then witnesses are saying that the officer went after him and shot him when he had his arms up, which would be, if that's how it went down, that would not be a good thing at all. And then it's about opening the door, saying that the door pulled back and ricocheted back, and you know, it happens in a matter of seconds, and you know, less than a minute, and in less than a minute this town becomes crazed with violence and being just purely just blown away, upset by what looks like on all fronts to be a very, very sad, and well, it is sad, a very sad, sad thing that happened here, because then you go to the unarmed. When you think unarmed, not good. Unarmed. So what was going through the cop's mind? What actually happened? Was there something verbal along with some threat that led to that, or no? That there's none of that, and it just all of a sudden got hot. All right, I'm going off on a tangent. I said I was going to squeeze more in. This one from Bart, who says, Kate, I can't believe all of the flooding that we've seen. Man, after you talked about Detroit, I went to go and look at some of that video, and those poor people talk about being stranded. They were stranded times 10. I've never, ever experienced flooding like that in my lifetime. For goodness sake, pay attention to the roads, peeps, if you can. And then this one comes to us from John, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a couple of months now. Really, really, really enjoy it. Have to tell you that I'm so sad to see the summer come to an end. Although, wondering if you're going to do your football thing, nail the score, I'm spreading the word because I'll be calling you this time around to play Nail the Score. Yeah, Nail the Score will start up in the beginning of the season, which is less than a month away. And how Nail the Score works is I pick the game of the week in the NFL. You could hate football, despise football, and hate sports, but you like to play games. So whatever the game is, maybe it's the Eagles and the Giants, you call up, tell me who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nailed the score, you win the prizes and the bragging rights. Not too bad, eh? Hang with us.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sharpton doing what Al Sharpton does. He's down there in the middle of this. Cops using tear gas. Some reporters have even been arrested. And Sharpton talking about wanting the name of the cop to be released, saying that that's what the people deserve, but also causing the calling upon the crowd as he was stirring them up, saying that you have issues here and whatnot, calling the crowd to not be violent and to have peaceful protests over the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. And I've said this now several times. You've sent me emails. Some of you have called about Michael Brown. By the way, if you want to throw in your two cents, should the name of the cop, be revealed? This happened on Saturday afternoon. We are into Thursday, so how long does this take? Is this wrong for the mayor and for the chief to keep this as under wraps as they can, as they watch their city really, really implode? You got the FBI there. You have a civil rights investigation underway. You got a lot of people on the ground looking into what's gone on in Ferguson, Missouri. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If you want to throw in your voice to this discussion on what's happened in Ferguson, and anybody who's been a police officer, I mentioned this before, I have family members who are cops, and one who's an ex-cop. Man, it's a tough job, and there are some great cops out there, and there are some bad cops out there, and the great cops, the good cops, really try to police their own when they can and where they can. So was this just a woof, everything got out of control? It seems like that to me, and from what the witnesses are saying, what did they really see? Where were they? All of that plays a big part of what's gone on here. And it's really ripping Ferguson apart. You see the tear gas, you see the people, and there's no reason not to have protests, to protest if you want to protest, and to demand answers or whatever on any side of this. But the fact that you got people that are just using this, I think, for an excuse to, wow, okay, make it a big event and turn it into something ugly. Even Michael Brown's father saying, please, you know, don't do this. Don't loot our stores. Don't go in and smash cars and windows and throw rocks. But still, it continues to happen. So how many days in a row do you go through this? And then, hey, God forbid something else happens, because you've got police officers who have to do something about crowds that are doing those kinds of things. And that's also the danger of this becoming even worse, some other incident happening. Izzy in Missouri. Hello, Izzy. How are you?
Doing okay.
Good.
Number one, no, we're not going to release the police officer's name. That would be so wrong. He has a family, small children, and why would we want to put them at risk, which they would be? I mean, look what happened in Florida. Spike Lee got the address, got it wrong, and gave it out, and those people were threatened and harassed. Then they got the right address, and the parents had to move. Is this what people want?
Mm-hmm.
Really? And number two, I've been in these situations, and I've never known a witness to tell the truth when it is white on black, Kate, and nobody wants to address this issue, but I will. Been there, done it. And honest to God, what about all the people the mass killings that just happened in Chicago? Not one word, black on black. And nobody sees anything. But by God, it's white on black. Everybody's coming out of the woodwork. What is up with that?
Yeah, you know, you make a good point. Izzy, explain that more, because you were a cop. Explain what you saw when you were on the job.
Well, we had a place called Logan Heights. And it was kind of like your watch, just outside Chicago, Ferguson, et cetera. And we couldn't go in there even to serve a warrant without being 8 deep.
Mm.
Literally. We'd have our shotguns out, including along with our sidearms. But that's how bad it was. And it was amazing that whenever there was a black-on-black shooting or stabbing, nobody saw anything. It was pulled down the shades, no discussion. If it was a white on black, the entire world came out and said, I saw. And by the time you got through witness statements, it was like, you didn't see jack crap, did you? Because there was so many contradictions. And Ferguson has been a hotbed for years. This is not new stuff.
Yeah.
And anybody with an ounce of brains knows You don't go out and start burning down your town and
looting. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
That's just animalistic behavior. Just like Watts, I was in the area when Watts happened, and I was very young, but my aunt was scared to death. And be like Cincy. You know what Cincinnati did? They just said, to hell with them, let it burn it down, and we're not going in there. We're not going to send our police in there, and they didn't.
I remember that, yeah.
And it took care of that problem because all at once, they figured it out. Oh, my God, we're not going to get anybody in here. No, you won't. Well, I said the same thing to Ferguson. You want to burn down your town? You think looting is cute? And the minute Sharpton and that Crump showed up, oh, my God, I thought, here we go. What is Crump doing up here in Missouri anyway? He's a Florida hack.
Yeah, but he smells blood in the water, so that's where he is.
No, he smells money.
Yeah, that's true.
He smells money. And so does Sharpton. I mean, those people don't go. This is what pisses me off the most. And I can't remember her name, and I apologize for a little girl. This has been several years now in Chicago. She was about a little black girl. Was shot during the daytime, just randomly shot by a drive-by. They were aiming for another guy and killed her. Where was the outrage over this child outside selling candy to earn money?
I remember that story, yes.
It about broke my heart. And where was Sharpton? Where was Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
It's just to the point where this is getting, you know what? They released the name of that cop, every one of those police officers, whoever snitched, or the administrative people, ought to be sued. That's just morally wrong because you put other innocent people in danger. And the ACLU and Sharpton can kiss my butt. You don't need to know the name just now. And by the way, did you know that kid has a juvenile record? Yes,
mm-hmm.
he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he was huge. He's a huge kid. He's like over 300 pounds and what was he, 6'3 or 6'4?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. What would you do, Kay? Tell me, what would you do?
If I was being charged at and somebody was trying to grab my gun? Oh, and I'm a police officer? Well, if you're in a struggle for the gun, you have no choice. You have to act. If that's what happened, yeah.
Yeah, if that is what happened. The guy did have an injury. The officer did have some injury to his face.
Mm.
But I guarantee you, if they even made one footstep toward me, my gun would have been unholstered in a micro mini second.
Yeah, yeah.
Period.
And it's interesting for the police, too, for sure. We're up against it, thanks, Izzy. It's interesting for the police to get and she's a former police officer, to get a former police officer's take on, okay, heat of the moment, what happens, what's happened there, that kind of thing. We don't know all the details. It would be good to know the exact timeline. I want to know if there was cameras on this, and I couldn't get a straight answer on that. They're not releasing very much. Are there cameras? Is there something that shows exactly what happened? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.